team has managed yesterday to arrive in Tobruk. So the information that we have is the information that we have from Tobruk, mostly from the Libyan Red Crescent. So the information that we have is that the city of Darna is really separated into the west part and the east part, where the access between these two parts is very complicated, and this is due to the overflooded of the river. So it seems that there is a lot of the civil society, the Libyan civil society, got mobilized, and there is a lot of actors, individuals, also some organizations that arrive there with materials, either non-food items or few medical materials, but this is not clear. And that there is a multitude of actors, and its coordination is quite complicated. For the needs, what the first need will be to the management of the dead bodies. There is a big need in terms of management of dead bodies, a big need of mortuary bags. There is also to take care of the casualties. So the first aid, and also to be sure that the injured are treated. And then it seems that there is a big gap in terms of mental health, where with the information that we have, that no actors that are in place are responding to this. It seems also that the number of casualties is confirmed, so it's going to be a catastrophic. There are going to be some catastrophic figures, and apparently more than 30,000 displaced people. So we need a response. So shelters, non-food items, hygiene kits, and so on. For us, the response is the priority today would be for the team to be able to arrive on the site, to coordinate with the Libyan Red Crescent, and to give the donation, because the team managed to go there with medical kits, more than 200 medical kits, plus mortuary bags, and then after to assess the area, to assess the hospitals that are set up, and to assess the medical needs to be able to launch the operation as soon as possible. For us, we're getting ready to be able to send the team when we have confirmed the needs.